And this is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. Cincinnati's largest neighborhood has seen significant private and public investment in recent years to bring new development to the community. In Westwood, the Madcap Productions Puppet Theater moved into the historic former Cincinnati Bell Telephone Exchange in 2018. An old Rambler dealership became the new home of Westside Brewing in 2017. And the Nation Kitchen and Bar took over a former firehouse. Additionally, the Great Parks of Hamilton County has plans for a 22-acre park and urban ecology center on the grounds of the former Gamble Estate. Now, the Westwood Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation is looking to give the former Bolton and Lunsford Funeral Home a new life. The Redevelopment Corporation acquired that property in March in partnership with the City of Cincinnati Department of Community and Economic Development and the Port. And now Westwood Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation is accepting proposals for the development of that site. And along with that development, the organization is coordinating a traffic calming project along Harrison Avenue to improve safety and walkability in the neighborhood. So let's talk about all that now. Joining Cincinnati Edition are Westwood Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation President Greg Hand. Hi, Greg.
How you doing?
We have with us 143 Engineers President and Owner Caroline Duffy. Caroline, I apologize. Is it 143? Do you have a special way of saying those numbers?
Just 143 Engineers.
143 Engineers it is. We also have Westwood Works Executive Director Leslie Rich. Hi, Leslie.
Hi, Michael. Good afternoon.
And Great Parks of Hamilton County Director of Programming Amy Roll. Amy, thank you for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Good afternoon.
Greg, let's start with you. I got to spend a little bit of time in Westwood recently during one of your monthly events there on the square, and it was a little cicada heavy for my liking that particular day, but it was a good event, and it was good to take in all the good things that are happening in Westwood, now a lot more on the horizon. Give us an understanding of the significance of this ongoing transformation of your neighborhood.
Yeah, the Westwood Historic Business District there that you participated in the event at the second Saturdays really has some architectural treasures that are being brought back to life. The old firehouse in earlier years, the Westwood Library got a remodel. The Bell Telephone Exchange that had been vacant for a long time is now coming back to life as the Madcap Education Center. The landmark Ruhlman Building is at full occupancy, and so the energy is really coming to pay us. And in the middle of this, right across the street from the town hall, is this funeral home, which doesn't have the architectural characteristics of some of the other parts of the neighborhood, but is in a key location that ought to be very attractive for developers looking at what's going on.
Well, what's the story of this old funeral home? Does it not have the architectural characteristics because it's not historic, or is it?
It's it is the remains of two separate houses, individual residences that were built during the 1920s. There used to be three houses. One of them was torn down to create the Rambler dealership that is now the Westside Brewing. The two houses that were remaining were kind of joined together. And the business just went elsewhere. Like a lot of cases where funeral homes are run by families, the family kept the business going as long as they could and realized that it was time to move on. And so we stepped in hoping to have some local decision making on what happens to this importantly placed property.
So you put out this request for proposals, the sale and redevelopment of the former Bolton and Lunsford funeral home. I guess you can share with us maybe what your hopes are here as you start to gather these proposals.
We specifically wrote the request for proposals to allow for two possible outcomes. One is to come up with a plan of adaptive reuse and restore the buildings to full productivity. The other would be to demolish the buildings and recreate a new property. Immediately next door to the funeral home is the Ruhlman Building, which has a variety of retail outlets on the ground floor and housing up above. And we think that that's a possibility for this location as well. Retail down below, housing up above.
Let's bring in Leslie Rich, Executive Director of Westwood Works. And as you watch all of these projects come to fruition or set to come to fruition, share your thoughts with us about the transformation of the neighborhood.
Oh, yes. So I often say that for many folks who haven't been a part of the work, it seems like this transformation has happened overnight, but it has been over a decade of concentrated work by folks on the ground and organizations in the neighborhood that make up the Westwood Coalition, which includes Westwood Works and Westkirk, as well as Westwood Civic and the Westwood Historic Association and local business owners. And in 2018, Westwood Works engaged with Yard & Company to develop a 36-month strategic plan for the entire neighborhood. And so even though Westwood Works funded that study, it was sort of a roadmap for all of the organizations in the neighborhood to think about what positive future-focused growth could look like, considering development, considering activation, and considering all of those things that make a neighborhood attractive to folks who want to live and recreate and socialize there.
So what is different about Westwood when you think about broader Cincinnati? I know that there are other neighborhoods in town that have undergone their own renaissance and perhaps have gotten more national attention, maybe even more local attention. But is there something going on in Westwood that perhaps is underreported or unrecognized broadly?
Sure. So one of the things that I often say is that a lot of the growth that has happened in our neighborhood, specifically in the historic business district, has been fueled by people who live in the neighborhood. People who are opening businesses are Westwood residents. Muse Cafe is owned by a Westwood resident. And my family just opened a business last month, Wondercade, which is obviously owned by Westwood residents, and many of the Ruhlman building locations are owned by Westwood residents, and Ivory House that opened during the pandemic is opened by residents. And so we have done a lot of this work ourselves, and through the leadership of Westkirk, we're inviting developers now to be a part of that work so that we can continue this forward momentum.
Well, as you attract more businesses and residents to the neighborhood and plenty of people are already passing through, you do deal with traffic issues. Let's bring in 143 Engineers President and Owner Caroline Duffy to talk about a traffic calming project along Harrison Avenue. The goal is to improve safety and walkability there. Caroline, tell us what the issues are currently with Harrison Avenue as you see it.
Well, there are a number of issues. We did a active transportation plan in the neighborhood in 2018 and had two different public meetings to discuss the issues. And a lot of it had to do with speeding. The traffic posted speed is 25 miles an hour through the corridor, but people routinely exceed that by 20, 30 miles an hour. And this causes great conflict points with pedestrians and makes it uncomfortable for bicycle use. And so a lot of it is we don't have any enforcement from the police in the area for speeding control. And so people just speed through the corridor, and it makes pedestrians feel very insecure, and it hurts the businesses along the corridor that rely on pedestrian traffic.
Greg, how long has this been a concern?
You know, since if you go back 5 years ago, there were very few businesses operating within the historic business district. You know, Joe Hankey had his winery. The brewery was a sign shop. And most of the businesses in Ruhlman were closed. So within the last 5 years, we're noticing as people come into the district, and we are bringing lots of people into this district, the conflict with automobiles is just increasing by the day. And this is not just a matter of safety as such. This is life-saving work that is going on here, trying to create an environment in which traffic is forced to obey the speed limit and to pay attention to pedestrians in an increasingly busy business district.
So, Caroline, what are some of the strategies that can be employed to assist in calming Harrison Avenue?
There's a toolbox of strategies that the National Association of City Traffic Engineers has proposed, and the city of Cincinnati has adopted. A number of these are raised intersection, raised crosswalks, curb bump outs to make the crossing distance shorter, high visibility pavement markings for the crosswalks, and a number of pedestrian signing, speed cushions can be put in, and it's really other cities throughout the country are doing this with great success, and we're trying to discourage people from not going over the 25 mile an hour posted speed. When you look at fatalities, if somebody gets hit and the car's going 20 miles an hour, they have an 18% chance of a fatality or serious risk. But when it goes up to 40 miles an hour, which is a common speed to the corridor, 77% chance of having a fatality or serious risk if you're being hit by a car. And the number of pedestrians hit along this corridor every year is extremely high.
Let's go to Great Parks of Hamilton County. Director of Programming, Amy Rell. Amy, I do apologize. I mispronounced your last name in the introduction, but I think I have it right now. So the organization, Great Parks of Hamilton County, has acquired a Westwood site with big plans for that. Why don't you tell us where it is and what the goals are?
Yes, it's the former former James N. Gamble family property, the 22 acres that sits on Work Road, the entrance on Work Road and McKinley Avenue. And we are very excited about this property. It's beautiful. It has lovely trees. It has an old dairy barn. I believe it's a caretaker house on site. And it is a wonderful piece of property to be added to the mix of this revitalization of Westwood.
So what are your plans for it as the Great Parks of Hamilton County?
We have initial draft plans that we submitted with the grant to obtain the funds to acquire this property. We are suggesting that perhaps we create an urban ecology center and a greenhouse with community gardens, but that was a draft plan. Once we close on this property, we do want to engage with the public, with the community, with Westwood, with the leaders, the business leaders, the neighbors, the schools that are in that community to find out exactly what they are looking for in a park in their neighborhood. And that will determine what the finalized plans for this property will be.
What do you think the timeline is?
Well, we are hoping to sign or close on this property within the next few weeks. And then we will need some time once we do close on the property to do a variety of assessments. One would be hazardous trees or any other safety issues. We would need to do an environmental assessment to make sure that the property is safe once we start to invite people in onto the property. And then we will do some passive recreation. We will develop a trail system there, a safe access for walking both and entrances into the park, that type of thing before it'll officially open. Those will be the, we're hoping, maybe by late fall that it'll be open to the public. But of course, we won't know until we close on the property and actually get in there and see what work has to be done to make it safe to be inside.
Amy, can you tell us how important it is to have green spaces like this in urban neighborhoods?
I don't think I could stress the importance enough. Green space is really critical for all of our health, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health, our well-being. It really is very important to have green space just to maybe be able to walk or do yoga or art, to get inspiration from, to work out the stresses of our everyday life. It's very important, and we are just so excited to be able to be a part of this and to have this gem right in the biggest neighborhood within the city of Cincinnati. It's very exciting for us.
Let's go back to Leslie Rich, Westwood Works Executive Director. Leslie, I'd like your reaction to both the park news and this traffic calming study. Let's start with the park.
Sure. This is a win for our neighborhood, and we're really thankful for, again, the neighborhood involvement in this from the beginning, where when we were made aware that Green Acres was putting out that RFP, Westwood Works and the other coalition organizations got together and said, you know, this is a chance for us to really think about how to utilize this asset, because it is very rare in city neighborhoods to have so much green space. And through a connection of one of our members with Cardinal Land Conservancy and then with Great Parks, this was able to come about. And we really look forward to being a partner in bringing the partnerships that Westwood Works has developed over the last 10 years with our schools, with our business leaders, with our community members to make sure that that input is as robust, if not more, as the input that we led around the revitalization of Westwood Town Hall Park.
And then the importance of this traffic calming story that we heard Caroline Duffy talk
yes.
about.
Yes, this is absolutely vital to the continued quality of life and safety for our neighborhood of Westwood. We have five elementary schools and a high school in Westwood, and many of those students walk to and from school every day. And as Greg mentioned, we have more businesses within the business district that are driving that pedestrian traffic. And we also, you know, have thought, Westwood Works has thought about ways that we can think about our streets differently. And using a lot of the open streets and slow streets work, we've also been working directly with Westkirk and Caroline in the different phases of traffic calming. So we're happy to be an active partner in that and to continue to kind of tool test some ideas around creative ways that we can increase pedestrian safety throughout the neighborhood.
Caroline, what's next in this effort for the traffic calming on Harrison Avenue?
Working with the City of Cincinnati to apply for safety funds from the Ohio Department of Transportation. We've already applied for two different grants. One is an innovation grant for an innovative construction method for the raised crosswalk, and another portion was applied for under an abbreviated safety study. ODOT has the third largest safety program in the country, and with the statistics that we have of the pedestrians being hit and the number of crashes along the corridor, we feel that we have a really great chance of getting the project funded from their safety program.
And Greg Hand is the president of the Westwood Community Urban Redevelopment Corporation. Greg, I usually have you on to share some stories from the past from Cincinnati Curiosities, your popular online blog, and your articles in Cincinnati Magazine. But this time I'm going to ask you to look to the future. Let's say we get back together a year from now. What's your neighborhood got going on?
Oh, you know, this is a great opportunity coming up. On August 14 is Westwood's second Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. You'll get a chance to walk this historic business district that we've been talking about on Saturday, August 14th. And I'd be happy to talk about Westwood's future with you after you buy a beer ticket from me.
And it is decidedly less cicada-y this time around, so it'll be much more pleasant for all of us.
We cleared them out just for you, Michael.
Appreciate that. My thanks to Greg Hand, Caroline Duffy, Leslie Rich, and Amy Rell for being with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Our producer is Selena Reeder. Our assistant producer is Nick Swartzel. Our technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Monks. We'll talk again tomorrow.